Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again to Al Porter, M period, A period, N period in the street, chapter 7, verse 43. And that M period, A period, N period is it's an abbreviation for and an acronym for music, activism, and news. See? Kind of makes sense. And I want to say for those online at Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, feel free to call 646-478-0944 and get your thoughts in. emaxradio@gmail.com, emaxxradio@gmail.com for music and other submissions. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, if you get the info on this show, that's what you get. So have a pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me directed 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. And if you can't speak, stay silent and go back on hold. You don't have to hang up. Change your mind. You can always call back or press 1. Now let me get to the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, hey, debuting or re-debuting, it's that Speak Up Poetry Slam that's coming up. Number 9, Eric Magnus. Number 8, Suave Gotti. that Dog Nation is moving up. Number 7, Black Odyssey with new stuff, new material. Congratulations to them. Number 6, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 197. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, wow, that did happen the past weekend. Last Saturday, Salvation Army, they had a nice little free line dance explosion, which had Life Obstacles. It's like one of the hosts there, Big Moochie from 71 North. Saw Peter Corrigan and others ending up at that one, so that was nice. Number 4, debut in the Black House Sound, Issue 1 Voting Party. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, Cleveland First Signed Artist. Last Friday Birthday Party, Part 2 for MC Chill. They have Beatmaster T there, Dog Nation, 108 Vision. And if I'm not mistaken, that was at the Capitol, so that debuts. And number 3, number 2, Big Jump, Securing the Future Scholarship Banquet. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, the debut, yes, just sheer star power and sold out editions. 2 shows, Redemption of a Dog, the play, which was at Playhouse Square yesterday. Tamar Braxton, Snoop Dogg, or as he calls himself, Big Snoop Dogg. So with that being said, let me just thank everybody who's taking the time to call in before I go to the first 2 phone calls. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe I'm looking at a 216-820 and a 216-408. So that looks like it's going to be fun. Then again, I don't see as well as I used to. I just don't. Probably a little bit tired because we've been working all day out there in the streets. Before I go to the first phone caller, let me at least throw out there and just say that, whew, definitely the Facebook Live, Alfred Porter Jr. period, or you can Facebook the event candidates forum for county executive, where it was held at the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House, was the site. Armand Budish canceled by letting Justin Anderson know he couldn't attend at around 2:45 p.m. last Wednesday, the same day. So moderator, Dr. Richard Montgomery, yep, he did everything he did as he just sat back and had Peter Corrigan, the challenger for county executive office. And we closed down with Peace in the Hood's Khalid Samad, who gave the definition and the history of the coalition. And on top of that, I thought it was very, 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 very important because he added in the history of the drug usage, not only in this country, but how things came back through. And you also heard about the real Rick Ross, phony rapper, but the real one, and the pipeline that even came through our area. Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, National Action Network, Carl Stokes Brigade, Headlines and Headaches on Jay Price, East Cleveland Democratic War Club, Art McCoy Radio Show sponsored it, Man in the Street put it together. And also there was candidates Juanita Gowdy, who I know is running for Ward 2 in East Cleveland, Lon Cherie Billingsley, who's running candidate for judge. We might get into a little bit more about her later on. And the person who is on Cuyahoga County Council, Pernell Jones, came through, and the sitting person who is sitting on the school board at East Cleveland, Dr. Patricia Bohoviak, was there. So I wanted to throw that out there before I go to the phone lines, just to put out there, you can go to, by 11 p.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time, Voting Party for Issue 1 featuring Black House Sounds. Registered voters can join the Issue 1 advocates. That's this Friday, November 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Creative Arts Complex, Snicker Fritz, 13420 Free Fish Fry, Live Entertainment, Black House Sounds. Meet a like-minded people, and you can go to Eventbrite for more information on that. So with that being said, at least before I go to the phone line, I should at least give people what they ask about sometimes. Are there other shows out there, other people, places, and things? Melanated Media News is on Facebook and YouTube. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period and find Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Joseph P. Motley Jr. is on YouTube. and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Let me go to the first phone caller who has been waiting so patiently. 216-820, what is on your mind? 216-820.
All right. How you doing out there, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers from Blackout Sound. And just wanted to remind everyone that November the 9th, 2018, at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190, Blackout Sound will return with another open mic. There will be free food, fun, live entertainment. Bring your family, bring your friends. And one of the reasons why I say bring your family and bring your friends is because, you know, I just found out this morning that I end up losing another one of my friends. You know, and it's so crazy how they just, you know, how this person got shot in the same place where another friend of mine was shot at not too long ago. And what's making this so, and what's making things so crazy is, you know, this person, you know, was basically an educator to me, as well as the people that were around him. And for those that, you know, that really knew him, you know what I'm saying, he mentored a lot in so many different ways that people couldn't even imagine, which is one of the reasons why we do this open mic night, you know, on November 9th, you know, to keep our youth going, you know, to try to keep them off the streets and getting caught up with nonsense, because this man was not killed over money. This man wasn't killed over drugs. He was killed over words. And lately, that's all that's been happening. People been dying over simple, stupid words. People are throwing their lives away over simple, stupid words. So with that being said, I'm going to say it one more time, you know, because... You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, maintain what's going on. But I just want to let everyone know once again that on November the 9th, 2018, from 7 to 9 at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, suite 2190, Black House Sound will have another open mic, not for Black House Sound, for the youth, because the youth are the future of tomorrow. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. One love.
One love. And I thank him for giving that basic testimony. It explains a lot about why a lot of people, including myself, do what I do. So please take that into consideration before I go to the next phone caller, 216-408. I just want to pull out there and say Daniel Stein, 71, Joyce Feinberg, 75, Richard Gottfried, 65, Rose Mollinger, 97, Jerry Rabinowitz, 66, Brother Cecil Rosenthal, 59, and David Rosenthal, 54, husband and wife, Bernice Simon, 84, and Sylvan Simon, 86, Melvin Wax, 88, Irvin Younger, 69, murdered by Robert Bowers, age 46, who sat, I believe it happened on Saturday, the Sabbath day, burst into Trio Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yelling, "All Jews must die." He was wounded. Before I go to the next phone line, I just want to say it's very interesting that President Trump, about the Jewish synagogue shooting, well, good news, he did say we need to strengthen the death penalty.
It's violence all over the world. A madman, a wacko, anti-Semitic. Who would believe this is going on? Bad news. He said the shooting has nothing to do with gun laws, and an armed guard might have been able to stop the gunman. Immediately. That's how he changed it up. So, So every little storefront church, wait, Bible study. Yeah, Bible study in people's living room homes. Wait, all 20, 30, 40 churches at Chandler Park Building. Wait, all Buddhist temples? Wait, churches that don't believe in firearms? Wait, the Amish? Wait, Quakers? Wait, so churches with no budget to spend on a guard are at fault if they get shot up? A place of worship. Yep, great moral Christian values. Durant. My thing is, if we're not dealing with mental illness, guns like semi-automatic weaponry, or just do like Robert Bowers, the murderer. Blame the victims. Hell, blame the Jews. They ain't have a guard. Their fault. Hell, I'm getting off the 12-foot step ladder for this quote-unquote soapbox because it's just incredible. I'm going to the 216-408. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? It's a lot of things on my mind, man.
Talk to me.
One thing that's on my mind for all the people that's listening and want to make a change. Now, I remember when Whitney Houston died, Michael Jackson and all these people. Now, Michael Jackson, before he died, they called him Wacko Jacko. But after he died, all these people, they was hurt, they was crying, they couldn't believe it. Let's even talk about Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Jesus Christ. A lot of people, well, I wasn't around back then. I wasn't around for a lot of this stuff, but the Whitney Houston thing I was around, the Michael Jackson thing I was around, so I was a witness. I was a witness how people talked so down about them, and then after they died, it was like, oh, we lost a great talent. We lost a person that was making a change. But you kept telling them Whitney Houston that she was a crackhead. Yeah, you kept telling Michael Jackson he was Wacko Jacko. Or maybe they saying Blackout Sound just don't have it all. But I had one thing to say. Would y'all wait till everybody dead and gone? And you still alive to say, I really miss my enemy, or I really miss my friend, but when your friend was there, was they really your friend? Did you really support them? And so my whole thing, I'm not trying to play no guilt trip on no saying that they don't like the music. They don't like the music. Yeah, you don't make the cut. It's just like with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan in high school, he did not make the cut. What did Michael Jordan do? He went... He practiced, he came back out there, and he was one of the best ball players that you ever heard of. LeBron James, everybody down in him. And this would trip me out. People act like they was running up and down the court, losing them championships like how he lost them championships. And one thing people fail to realize, now if the person has to pay a bill, they have to pay a bill, their bill is due. And they're not coming up with that proper money to pay that bill. They're going to do whatever is necessary if they care about that bill. They're going to do whatever necessary to pay that bill. So I feel like LeBron James, at the time, did was what was necessary for him to win a ring, to stay in the NBA, to be the man that we see today. So what I'm trying to say to fans is, before you write a person off, I work with children every day. You know, they make mistakes. Some kids cuss me out, this and that. But the thing about me is, when I go back the next day to my job, I give them another chance. See, society don't do that all the time. They do it for the ones they want to back up, or the ones they feel sorry for. I'm not asking no fan to feel sorry for Black House Sound. Never ask that. But if you really feeling us, you need to take in consideration of participating in the things that we're doing. If you don't like what we're doing and you think we can do it better, we have an office space. We have phone numbers. We have contact information. You think you can do it better? You think you can reach the kids better? Come and help us out. And I believe some of these people can. I believe some of their past, a way of living, can help these children because they're going through it right now. So before we sing Black House Sound, Art McCoy, Al Porter, Voice It Radio, so on, before we say everybody is making poor decisions on reaching the community, and that's why everybody died. What are you doing? Is you criticizing me, or is you doing what Al Porter doing, working like a racehorse? Is you doing what Art McCoy doing, working like a racehorse? Is you working like Carl Powers do, working like a racehorse? Until y'all have that type of status, until you do them type of things, then I will understand the criticism that you people come with, but we don't get a lot of criticism, for real, for real. We get a lot of pats on the back, and that's the reason why I'm making a big issue. Don't keep patting me on the back. See, that's why LeBron James left, because y'all kept patting him. As fans, we kept patting him on the back. Oh, man, he took us 7 years straight, but never won. Never won. And then when he did not win, everybody said, well, I don't like how he said what he said. I don't like the decision that he made. But when he came back, how many people changed their decision? And that's why I love Tupac Shakur. That's why I like the Malcolm X. That's why I love Jesus Christ. That's why I like the Martin Luther King. That's why I like the Nelson Mandela, because they was real. Harriet Tubman. These people was real. It wasn't about if you my best friend or not hurt your feelings. It's about the reality of what's going on. And to people, really, deeply, it ain't all about money. We talking time. I'm not talking about $1. I'm talking about time and resources. So when you say the community is chaotic, and when that young girl or that young man dropped that baby off in front of your doorstep, I had a bell right between your eyes, and you getting robbed and getting touched, maybe you'll think about how you criticize Black House Sound. I'm out. Your legacy. Motley.
Thank you so much. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Oh, and I see all these phone callers on the line. So I can promise you I'm going to get to you, because I'm looking at a 216209, followed by another 216209, followed by a 216400. So I must let people know that regardless of whether you're voted, no matter who wins, we must be in the streets beginning the day after the midterm elections. Protest is Wednesday, November 7th, the day after the midterms, and protest Saturday, November 10th, Cleveland Public School, and that is the south side between Rebel Cafe and Soldiers and Sailors Monument, Wednesday, November the 7th at 4:30 p.m., Saturday, November 10th at 1 p.m. That will be to demand and demonstrate our determination that in the name of humanity, the Trump-Pence regime must go. Let me also let you know, if you choose to, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, Number 197, and other events. This Saturday, November the 3rd, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room Number 136, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester, Euclid. And the men speak this time on marriage, such as Suave, Rondé, The Prophecy, Ronnie B., Power Cipher, Hip Hop Workshop News, free CDs and DVDs of knowledge. Breezy, a special guest, because he came last month just to support and not even perform. Some politicians will be there. And will King Tut and Common rise again to challenge somebody from D.C.? And also, you can Facebook Man to Man Open House this Wednesday. Parents of 8-year-old to 18-year-old young men, October the 31st, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Open session for the Man to Man program that officially starts Saturday. Light snacks will be supplies at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. You can call this number after this radio program so you don't get clowned on the air, but you can call 216-804-7462 for more information on that. And I just want to thank everybody who took the time to call in before I go to the phone lines. Maybe I should put out there and let people know you can call Mayor Frank Jackson to encourage him to put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees. That number is 216-465-6161. That's 216-465-6161. Let him know. Put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees. And I also want to take the time to go here and let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are usually Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kiplin off Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue. You take the number 1 or the number 37 bus, get off around East 152nd and St. Clair and go up Ivanhoe to Kiplin. Now, you can't take the number 28. The bus does pass by Euclid and Ivanhoe. Just be very prepared for a longer walk. That's it. And you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., what appeared after that INC, or the web pages of blackonblackcleveland.com. Now, I've had such a good time talking and running my mouth, so I'm going to go to 216-209, which will probably tell me you've been talking way too long, sir, and I accept that. 216-209, hello?
Hey there, it's Bev Goldstein.
Wait a minute. You've been kind of busy. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw you. I might be wrong, but I thought I might have seen you this evening at the 9th anniversary vigil of the Imperial Women. Was that the same doctor?
It was. And boy, did that take my heart. Oh, my God. I've never actually been to the site. It was eerie.
I believe that. I do. Continue on, though.
Well, I felt bad because I had to give my few remarks, and then I had to get over to Voice of Radio. I was a guest on 2 shows, and then I had to terminate that to make sure I called in to speak to Al Porter Jr. before the evening ran out. So I feel like this is radio night and vigil night and paying attention to the community night.
Paying attention to the community. If I'm not mistaken, you are running for... You finish that sentence. We know it's 11th
district. I'm running
district
for Congress.
Congressional. And in doing so, you said something that I'm going to let you at least spend about a minute to a minute and a half. You said something that I have never heard anybody put. And you said, I'll start it off for you, that you were going over statistics. And when it comes to the laws and the victimization of women and rape.
Well, providers always start from the diagnosis. So no matter what topic you get me on, Laura gets me on, Kathy gets me on, I got to start at the beginning of understanding the problem. And
gotcha.
It was a very interesting document that you can actually download online. You could print it. And it talks about all the major crimes by crime in the major cities of Ohio, and I don't have the document in front of me, but except for Columbus, Cleveland has the most rapes of any city in the state. What I tend to tell people running as a candidate is if the statistic is crappy, we're number 1, 2, or 3 in the state, okay? If you want to talk about home foreclosures, if you want to talk about illiteracy, if you want to talk about domestic violence, whatever the bad news is, we are number 1, 2, or 3. So I'm looking at those numbers. This was not an area that I had studied much, but it seems to me that everything can have a process to a solution If you clearly identify it, talk about what seems to be the predominant behavior, activity, time to look at why are we a worse outcome than other places. I actually believe, Al, and screamed me out on the phone the other night, but I believe that when poverty is so tied to illiteracy, so that the chance of stepping out one person at a time is so limited, you are just going to have all of those problems that emanate from poverty be in your community, and they're not going to get resolved until you help people get themselves on a ladder to begin to get a better life. Now, that's not going to happen in 5 days or 5 years even, that will get everybody going in the right direction. We've been going in the wrong direction with a lot of people and a lot of communities for a long time. But if we don't start somewhere, we will continue to fall behind in everything.
Thank you very much. And I can honestly say that the person who was on the ballot against you, and I'm not even going to call their name, they were nowhere to be found this evening. I'm just going to put it like that. So I'm going to ask you.
Leadership. Leadership. I want Beverly Goldstein for Congress in U.S. House District 11. I want to be leading. I want to be caring. I want to be a friend to all my communities. But I want to bring leadership, and I want to bring people to come forward and say, wow, this is really hard, but I'm going to do it. You would not have a radio show and give all the information you have to your listeners every time you're on the radio if you didn't prepare. Could not do my hearing test at the hearing clinic if I didn't prepare. No matter what we do, when it has a good outcome as the goal, we have to be ready, we have to have the right skills, we have to be able to do it, and then we have to do it with the best heart and the best attitude that we can. I am running against somebody who in 10 years couldn't give a crap about our community, okay? And that's the truth, okay? If you care, you show up. If you care, you send staff members. If you care, you bring ideas to the table. None of this has happened in 10 years. It's time for a new person.
And how can we contact you or follow your movement or get behind you? How?
Okay, if you're voting early, vote for Beverly Goldstein. If you're voting on November 6th, vote for Beverly Goldstein. You can go on the website at www.beverly4congress.com. If you want to know what I do and what I care about, you can go on our Twitter feed. It's at Bev Goldstein. And we have silly things on there, and we have very serious things on there. And you really get an idea of what's important to me and what I want to do. And that's a good thing to know about people you're voting for. So we have a donate button on our website. We have a volunteer button. If you want a lawn sign, get on the website and let us know. Send us a message through Twitter, and we will make sure we get what we got to do for you.
Thank you so
much. Michael wants me to tell you one thing. So listen to this. A lady calls on the phone.
Okay.
She goes, I really want to donate to Beverly's campaign, but I can only send $5. Michael says, that's beautiful. Send $5. She says, you know, I used to donate to a lot of charities and a lot of candidates, and I don't have much money, and then I wouldn't have enough money to pay my bills. So Michael said to her, well, just send $5. If that's all you think you can send, we'll benefit from it. We'll use it for something important. So she calls him back 10 minutes later. She goes, I really love Beverly. I'm going to send $10. So a few days later, bless your heart, in the mail, it came, $10. But she wrote me this really long letter about how much she's so happy that I'm running and whatever. People can give you the littlest amount, but when they give you their heart and they give you their vote, man, that's it. That's like the top, right?
Yes. And I thank you so much for that. And, hey, definitely wish the campaign manager well. And you all have an excellent evening. I thank you for calling in and for definitely participating in the community. It's appreciated.
You're welcome, Al. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, I almost said that actually seeing that kind of participation from somebody who's a congressperson is brand new, but I did not say that, did I? Before I go and pick on the 216 and the other 209 and the 216-400 to see what's going on, I guess I should throw out there because it's important. Well, everybody knew Beverly Goldstein was endorsed by this program because of the simple fact that, hell, she was out there in the streets, wasn't she? Lingerie D. Billingsley, for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court Judge. Why did she end up with this? Was she at Solutions and Other Functions? Well, yes, she was. But on top of that, an experienced current assistant Cuyahoga County prosecutor, criminal trial attorney, civil litigation attorney, juvenile delinquency, juvenile justice unit, family law unit. And some of the things that I like, lives in Cleveland's Ward 1 and family home that she purchased with her 9-year-old daughter. Also, member of the Consumer Affairs Advisory Board for the City of Cleveland. Here's something. When you go to bubble in Billingsley's name for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court Judge, just remember O'Donnell, the same one who let Brillo off of 137 shots, murder and massacre, who said that Brillo was technically speaking a hero, and he had to let him go because he couldn't figure out which bullet was the one who did the murder. Before I go to the 216-209, let me at least do a couple of things real quick. And that is, I want to let people know, if you choose to, you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. You can definitely do that. And you can also check out OPN Radio on weupradio.com, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also check out Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Or you can Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. As a matter of fact, I'm going to switch gears a little bit before I go to the 216-209. I want to let people know Bruce Michael Alexander was arrested on an airplane, okay? Why? Because he was arrested on suspicion of groping a woman on an airplane. So after the plane landed, the feds came and picked him up. He did say as an excuse he had one. Michael Alexander said, and I quote, "President Donald Trump says it's okay to grab women by the private parts," which I guess alludes to the Access Hollywood tape where it was released from a couple of years earlier, and it was released at a time when then-candidate Trump had to speak on the fact that the tape had him actually boasting that he could grab women by their well, darn it, I better not say that. But you get the idea. It was about punani. Okay, but he was a little bit cruder. Anyway, a couple of Sundays ago on Southeast Airlines flight from Houston to Albuquerque. See, I knew I should have made a left turn to Albuquerque, but follow me now. This is serious, kind of. The Southeast Airlines flight from Houston to Albuquerque, Michael Alexander grabbed a woman's breast. She thought the first time it was by mistake, but he grabbed it a second time. So, anyway, when he landed, that's when Michael Alexander got arrested. Now, the FBI broke down, and as the affidavit, that's when he used that excuse. And he said it just like that. President Donald Trump says it's okay to grab women by their private parts. Time that happened in 2016 with then-candidate Trump, he apologized for his quote before being elected, but I guess in the 2 years since being elected, Trump's made repeated comments mocking or smearing women who reported sexual assault. I'm just saying. Now, Trump dismissed his past remark as locker room banter. But days later, two women said Trump touched them. One was Rachel Crooks, who's running for Ohio State House Representatives, and the other is Jessica Leeds, who said Trump grabbed her breast on an airplane. My 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox just wants to see if this excuse works for Alexander. If so, unfortunately, wow, are women in trouble. I'm going to go to 216-209 now. They're probably going to tell me, man, be a real man. Grab them stuff. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, man, God bless you, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
God bless you, man.
Oh, man.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man. God bless everybody on this phone line. God bless Black House Sounds. I think we lost the same people because the same people. I got that feeling that it's the same people that I know that they know. And it hit me so hard, I called my cousin because my cousin was kind of close with him, and, you know, and I had to, like, call him to check and see if both of them were okay, you know, because there's no telling, so I don't want to go no further because this is still kind of touching the sensitive subject, but I can't say this about it. The killings is just senseless, and it just needs to stop. I want to just go a little further and say, shout out to Goldie. He has a successful video right now. Dance Moves is taking off the public and liking it pretty well right now. And for it to be over almost 200 views in one day is pretty good. So he's taking off.
Right.
Shout out to him, and I hope people like what they saw on the video side, and I hope it was, you know, entertaining. You know, I hope you like what you've seen now. I mean, that's all
I did. I was like, it was true. It was not what I expected, and I had to say, wow, he kept his word. Some people might say certain things, but I can honestly say for the most part, the people on this program, when they say they have something coming out, they do, and it shows. So continue on.
Oh, man. So I just want to apologize for the length of time it took. I didn't make that announcement, but my computer had went down, and I kind of like had to hustle to get it back together. And, you know, I'm not one to make excuses, so I try to make sure that I keep my word, what I say, what I'm going to do, so.
Right.
Which furthers my thing. I got so many things on the list to do and so many people to hook up with. So it's noted it's a whole lot more coming. And, man, we got a whole lot more positive things to bring out here and do and try to get out here and get right for a lot of people and help a lot more people that, like, we used to be doing. And, you know, I mean, sometimes life take us and put us in different situations and different turns and twists and stuff, but the love for everything is all still the same. And sometimes that has to be said because, you know, you don't know what people go through in life or, you know, what happens in life. You just have to just make sure you call and tell them you love them and give them a few moments to just, you know, touch bases with people because it's the human element that counts. You know, this is what we're missing in life. You know, we're missing that human element, which we once had. Everything is just so black and white. I hate you, you hate me, or, you know, what about being that human element? What about being a human person? And what I mean by the human person, everybody's going to have a problem. But I can tell you this, though, everybody was born of a woman. Everybody, you know, you know what I'm saying? Everybody at some point bled. Everybody at some point felt hurt or pain. You know what I'm saying? So why hold it? If it was, you know, why hold on to unnecessary pain? It only causes the next person pain next to you, which rolls down a trigger reaction of more pain. We got to do better. you know, and I'm praying for everybody because it's so much evil in this world. You know, just take a moment out to just show some love to somebody. You know, you don't even have to say the
right
words to show it. Be human.
You're
that's
so telling the truth.
Don't be afraid to be human. This is John from Black Odyssey, and I'm going to tell y'all keep praying, stay positive. You pray up, and you will stay up. God bless.
God bless. And that is so serious. You know, I kind of had an idea what to play before I even played a Keep Praying song from Black Odyssey and then get into something from Black House Sounds. I just want to throw out there that, speaking of, that's one of the reasons why we were out there. The Imperial Women's Coalition's 9th anniversary of the Imperial Avenue murders, 11 black women, October 29th march and rally. Now, the march and the women's names being read out was from Alfred Porter Jr. Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts gave the prayer. She's a write-in for Congress, District 11. Introduction was Khalid Samad. And some of the ones who spoke, congressional candidate Dr. Beverly Goldstein, Alfred Porter Jr., Genevieve Mitchell, Don Bryant, as well as Brenda Adrian, Bill Swain, Rev.com, Ernie Harris from the National Action Network, former Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. Closing prayer from Brother Khalid, but I should say some of the participating groups included Imperial Women's Coalition, Peace in the Hood, Black on Black Crime, Inc., the People's Forum, International Women's Day March, Cleveland, Carl Stokes Brigade, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, the Cleveland African American Museum, Black Women's Political Action Committee of Greater Cleveland, Peacemakers, and RefuseFascism.org, and, of course, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, and Kathy Ray, that's WrayColeMan online, and that is, of course, news blog. So that's Kathy Ray Coleman online, newsblog.com. So that was powerful in itself, and, of course, the Speak Up Poetry on Facebook, if you look up Speak Up Poetry or Speak Up Open Mic Poetry Slam, is this Friday, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free at 1899 Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. It's at room number 137, the Black Studies Department, free food and all that kind of stuff right there. So it's just a way to get out there and let people know some of what's going on. And before I do anything else, let me keep my word. I've talked a lot, which is usually gets me into trouble. So with that also being said, I should let people know that if you choose to, WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Tony Fruit Show, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Black House Sounds Open Mic, Facebook Champagne Bang. You can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church, Facebook Fred Barkley Live Group. So, hey, he said it. This is what we'll do. Keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. Through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah.
say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, little Chris 19 facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, set the plans of a man. Will come true for you if he praying, yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying, yeah. Please keep praying, and I'ma keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'ma keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'ma keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, yeah. Keep praying, and keep praying, yeah. No matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
And before I go to the 216-400 number, 400, please get ready. I just want to let people know that right now, one of the reasons is because he's been out in the streets in so many different activities. Corrigan for county executive. And the one thing that we appreciate from Peter Corrigan is that he has made a few things as his platform. He said, as Cuyahoga County executive, my commitment to you will be to attack county corruption with auditing and contracts overhaul, freeze, reassess, and cap the rising property taxes, reorganize county agencies to help minimize child neglect, hire and purchase within Cuyahoga first, and also, on top of that, create an ombudsman agency and help to train precinct volunteer committees, eliminate rank privilege and unfair hiring. Yep, rank privilege, eliminate that, and unfair hiring in county positions, and to simplify county organizations and clean up financial discrepancies and add 32,000 new jobs to the local workforce. So with that being said, I am going to go and see what's going on with this 216-400. You've been so patient. What's going on?
Well, what is going on is I'm listening, and I want to let Mr. Joseph Motley Jr. know why you're being criticized is because you're doing something worthwhile. And the reason I can say it, I came to this city, Wicked City, over 48 years ago. And I would just say when my son began in school, I began there also. Later, the school system was found guilty of discrimination. And as at the time my son began in school, I was there. Kathy Ray Coleman's dad was brought here from... I won't say in case somebody needs to go that way and had. Who knows? So I won't even say it. But the man was well qualified, a Rhodes Scholar. Did they bring him here to do something worthwhile? No. They fought with him. I served on the committee with Dr. Coleman, brilliant man. Her mother was brilliant, that very dynamic woman. And this I know because I met them. I talked with the mother and so forth, and also with the father. Worked under him. We could have done a lot of things to improve the Cleveland public school system. But let me tell you something. I discovered that that school system didn't want to change. They were using the money for everything but buying books for the students. Certain schools they promoted, certain ones they did not. They were using the money for everything but educating the children. And you will say, well, then what happened? I wanted to change things, not by myself, and get a group that wanted change. But I found out instead of working with me, everybody, the majority, was working against me. I had one other that joined me at that particular time working with me. And then when I got to Jameson, then I found the PTA there. It was about three or four people, five, no more, because others didn't want to do anything. And eventually they joined forces with me, and then we were able to accomplish some things. And I'm going to say one thing. The system is worse now than it has ever been. I joined the Office of School Monitoring to monitor the desegregation process. Found out it wasn't the money going over on the top of the table, it was what was going under the table. Everybody was there begging for a piece of the school system's money. Everybody wanted the money, not to use it for education of children, but to further their little baby or whatever little committee they had to further that so they could get somewhere. Didn't care about the children. This is why I'm telling Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., you're doing something worthwhile. That's why people are complaining and saying things instead of encouraging you. They will do things to try to pull you down, but do not let it happen, because I didn't let it happen. I kept going. Although I got shot at and almost lost my life, and would have lost it if Dr. Coleman hadn't been here to warn me. So I'm just telling you, keep doing what you are doing. People criticize people who are doing something worthwhile. They criticize because they aren't doing anything worthwhile. So they try to criticize you to stop you from accomplishing anything. Don't let it happen. Keep on doing what you are doing, because Black House Sounds makes what? Don't they make real Cleveland music? So keep on doing what you are doing. Don't go about the naysayers, because they're not doing anything, not accomplishing anything, and they won't ever accomplish anything. That's all they do, criticize and push themselves up. Everybody want to be famous, be big, be whatever. But you have to work to get there. If you haven't worked and accomplished anything, they can do all what, say anything they want to say. But you know one thing for certain, if you have done your best with God's help, you don't have to worry about anybody else. So keep on making real Cleveland music. Keep doing what you're
doing. Well, I guess with that being said, so I never know if I'm going to get a sermonette or a sermon. I'm not sure which one that would be. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to at least play this, and I'll be right back shortly. And since they brought the name up and everything like that, why not throw this song on there?
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man. Wrong, so make it right. Wrong, so make it right.
Bring us back to terminology.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated day trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for us folks to understand? I get it. They want to take us back and segregate. Boys demand. They say you resisted the right. The boys in blue are poison.
I'm working with the sheriff that we both is voicing at. All life should matter, I ain't talking about all God. They beat you, there's a Photoshop, and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job, and we remain silent. We're crazy, they violent, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, then I decided. At least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
I will make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white.
It's different levels in society.
She also make it right. She also make it right.
You bring it back to terminology.
She also make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
It's different levels to society.
She also make it right.
Bring us back to terminology.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing. 2017. In his car sleep. He committed no crime. Taser dead. He was shot five times. Euclid PC. What are y'all doing? It's in cold blood. You murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice. Mom does too. Black Lives Matter. Bought in BMA. True. City of Euclid. Cop still has a job. Pray to God. Creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
And definitely, if you want to hear more of that, you might want to check out Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. One of my favorite tracks, All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, which was definitely, when it was put on the CD for a shorter title, Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right, from the CMHA, a.k.a. Cleveland's Most Hated Artist CD, that was producer, lyricist Joseph Motley Jr., featuring Sheriff Kilroy. And, you know, and going through messages, because it's past 10 o'clock, so before the show ends, I want to let people know that the Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County contest instructions is the challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County spoken word competition is to deliver and record a speech, rap, or poem in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Wish I could enter that one, but I can't. Videos must be less than 120 seconds. That's 2 minutes. And the winner of the competition will receive $500. Now, the step one, you have to subscribe to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Press contact, scroll down and enter your email address. Follow. Then step two, record your speech, rap, poem, and then email it to urbanpunditz@gmail.com, urbanpundits2@gmail.com, and then just add in contest video on the subject line. Now, here's the thing. Winner will be announced shortly on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceofradio.com. If you download the MixCloud app or the MixLR app, and hey, here's the thing. The first 100 subscribers to commutinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, are automatically entered to win $100. The first 100, I think they're almost near that mark now. So that's a big congratulations on that one. And as I go to head out of here this evening, and I look at my time frame, and I'm very thankful that, we were able to get the majority of stuff out of here.
next week will be very interesting because it's the day before elections. But I have to go back and talk about why that song was made in the first place, as I talk about why I feel that we should get universal arbitration throughout the state. And if you ask yourself what universal arbitration is, we will deal with it next week. We will also talk about the fact that, darn it, if we weren't right about Councilperson Ken Johnson, will he at least resign within the next week? Because if he doesn't, you might want to find out by reading the Scene magazine and hear our interesting take on. If you get the Scene magazine, or even go there and Google it and press up, if Ken Johnson had a shred of dignity, he'd resign immediately. Sometimes you end up doing so much and you look so excellent and everything is going well. Some people I just could never envy, because what goes up must come down. And sometimes it's very, very hard fall indeed. And then also next week, as I'm looking at everything, ooh, this ought to be fun. We will go to part two of the Imperial Avenue. And we will also talk about what happened at the Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet. So we got a lot to talk about next week, and that means some things that's coming up this coming week will probably be pushed to the following week, because Al Porter Band in the Street, we stay busy in the street. Do me a favor, pray for each other and get out and support each other's events and all kinds of stuff. You do that, I think we'll be all right. Enjoy the rest of this week, and do me a favor, just enjoy life as you can, and pray for those who are going through things, because we always do. Thank you. Peace.